You're listening to SBS News.
A group of mayors representing 1.2 million of Victoria's population has delivered a message to the state's South Sudanese Australian communities. We have your back. In other words, the communities have their support. City of Darebin Mayor Kim Lesurf says the media and politicians are scaremongering about so-called African gangs and are deceiving the state's residents.
Many Victorians feel unsafe simply because they're told to feel unsafe. But the facts are clear. Crime rates in Victoria are going down.
Last week, newspaper reports identified a fight between dozens of youths in Melbourne's northwest suburban Taylor's Hills as involving gangs from African and Sudanese backgrounds. And last month, when a young woman was fatally stabbed, federal political commentary made a link to gang-related crime, despite police assertions that was not the case. City of Whittlesea Mayor Chris Pavlidis says the federal government has been irresponsible in its rhetoric.
Federal government is not living up to its, its mandated responsibility and is leaving a huge void there, and in fact is inflaming in a very irresponsible manner a situation which really needs to be contained. That's why local government has stepped in.
But state opposition leader Matthew Guy says he disagrees. He says the problem of gang crime is very real in Melbourne and ignoring it won't make it go away.
When you go to the southeastern or the northwestern suburbs in particular, and people are frightened, people are upset, they are scared. And so it does occur, and particularly with disproportionate rates in some of the outer suburbs.
South Sudanese community leader Maker Mayek admits the state's 8,000-strong South Sudanese population has its problems. But he denies there's a gang crisis.
There are problems there. People tend to discuss where there are problems. So we accept that there are problems. What we're saying is, let's talk about it in a more balanced way.
And state youth organisations say youths are bearing the brunt of that imbalance. Youth Activating Youth Director Ahmed Hassan says newspaper headlines suggesting an African gang crisis translate into stares from strangers at the supermarket and feelings of hopelessness for African Australian youths.
A lot of young people have lost hope when they see that. It's demoralising, and we need to be treated rightfully as Australian people. We were born here, we came to this country, and 99% of us contribute to this country on a positive basis, on a daily basis.
The latest Victorian crime statistics show, in the year from March 2017 to 2018, there were 80,000 unique offenders. Over 70% were born in Australia. Next on the list was New Zealand-born offenders at 2.18%, followed by Indian, British and Irish. South Sudanese-born offenders were sixth at 1%. Comparing criminal offenders per population size is misleading. While the Sudanese-born population accounts for 0.1% of the state, suggesting a major overrepresentation in crime at 1%, that doesn't factor in that most of the community's population is under 25 years old. For the Australian-born population, the figure is just 1 in 3 under age 25. Ahmed Hassan says that context is important because people under 25 from all ethnic backgrounds are overrepresented in crime statistics.
It's a youth problem among African youth and marginalised young people. If you look at the unemployment rate within these young cohorts between the ages of basically 15 and 24, is quite alarming.
He says the solution is re-engaging the marginalised in education and employment. Andrea Nierhoff, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.